Buying a franchise can feel a little bit like online dating. At the start, everything looks amazing. The brochures are polished, the numbers look exciting, the support sounds incredible. Everyone's smiling and branded uniforms holding coffee cups they probably don't even drink. And then, 6 months later, reality enters the chat. The sales aren't automatic. Marketing feels confusing, staff quit, costs creep up, and suddenly the dream of being your own boss starts feeling more like being trapped in a group project with rising rent. Now, let me be clear. Franchising absolutely can work. There are franchisees building incredible businesses right now. But there are also franchisees quietly struggling behind the scenes, wondering why the business model that works so well for someone else isn't working for them. So today, we're unpacking the real reasons franchisees fail. 10 of them, in fact. Not the sugar-coated version, the brutal truth. Because if you understand these pitfalls early, you dramatically increase your chances of becoming one of the success stories instead of another cautionary tale sitting alone in a food court wondering where all the customers went. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Fail number one. They buy a franchise thinking it's easy. This is probably the biggest misconception in franchising because people think it's a proven system. The branding already exists. The marketing is done for me. And yes, systems absolutely help. But a franchise is not a magical cash printing machine with a logo attached. You still need leadership, consistency, staff management, customer service, financial discipline, local marketing effort. Some franchisees buy into a business expecting passive income and discover they actually purchased operational responsibility wearing a branded polo shirt. A franchise gives you a roadmap. It does not drive the car for you. And this matters because many struggling franchisees spend more time waiting for results than creating them. Here's fail number two. They underestimate local marketing, and this one is huge. Franchisees often assume national marketing will carry them. Head office is running campaigns? Fantastic! But national awareness does not automatically create local foot traffic. Our customers buy locally, meaning your Google reviews matter, your community reputation matters, your local visibility matters, your customer experience matters. The franchisees who succeed locally become mini local celebrities in their area a lot of the time because they sponsor schools, they attend community events, build those referral partnerships, create local partnerships. They show up online consistently. Meanwhile, the struggling franchisees sit in store waiting for the magical flood of customers that the ads were supposed to bring in to arrive. Marketing is not Uber Eats. You simply cannot place the order and wait at the counter. And fail number three, they don't follow the system. This one might get a little bit uncomfortable because some franchisees fail because they think they know better than the system they brought into. They change pricing randomly. They ignore operational standards. They create some rogue marketing activities. They skip processes and put their own spin on things. Now look, I'm all for innovation. It's valuable. But if you are buying into a franchise and immediately start dismantling the framework, it's like joining a gym and inventing your own treadmill rules. The whole value of franchising is consistency. And the strongest franchisees understand this. Learn the system before they try to improve the system. Because often the top performing franchisees aren't the flashiest, but they are the most disciplined. Fail number four, poor financial management. This one quietly destroys businesses. Many franchises focus heavily on sales, branding, marketing, but they ignore cash flow, margins, labour percentages, operational efficiency, and this matters because revenue can lie. You can have busy stores and poor profitability. There are franchisees making hundreds of thousands in revenue and still quietly panicking every payroll cycle. Growth without financial control can actually accelerate failure. That's like driving faster toward the cliff and celebrating the speedometer. Financial discipline is not boring. It's survival. You know what's interesting about all of this? Most struggling franchisees don't actually need more motivation. They need clarity. Because usually the issue isn't, should we post more on Instagram? Do we actually have a strategy connecting local marketing, customer experience, operations, and growth together properly? And honestly, this is exactly what we help businesses solve every day here at The Marketing Factory. So whether you're a franchise trying to increase local visibility, a franchisor struggling with network consistency, a multi-location business scaling nationally, or a CEO tired of marketing that feels busy but doesn't convert, we help businesses build real marketing systems that actually drive growth. Not random trends, not fluff, not just boost the post and hope for the best energy. Real positioning, real strategy, real frameworks. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, honestly, that sounds exactly like our business, click that link in the show notes and book a strategy call with me. Now let's move on to fail number five. Hiring the wrong people. Here's a brutal reality. Most franchisees think they are buying a business, but what they're actually buying is a people management role. Your staff shape everything, including customer experience, retention, reviews, operational consistency, brand reputation. And one, just the one, disengaged employee can damage months and months of marketing. And yet many franchisees hire too fast, they train poorly, they avoid difficult conversations. And keep those toxic staff for too long, the best franchisees obsess over culture. Because culture is not fully corporate wallpaper language. Culture is operational performance disguised as human behaviour. If your team hates being there, customers can feel it immediately. You can literally walk into some businesses and feel the emotional temperature within 10 seconds. And here's fail number six. They become operationally trapped. This is a silent killer because some franchisees spend so much time on the floor, in admin, solving staff chaos, fixing daily problems. They stop thinking strategically because they become trapped inside the business instead of building the business. And eventually, what happens? Marketing becomes reactive. Customer experience slips. Staff development stops. Innovation, where did that go? Growth stalls, and suddenly they're exhausted. And that's where many franchisees accidentally become highly stressed employees inside businesses they supposedly own. Because without systems, the business starts owning you. Fail number seven, they ignore customer experience. This one matters more now than ever before because customers today are incredibly aware. They compare reviews, experiences, convenience, communication, speed, service quality constantly. And if your customer experience is inconsistent, people leave fairly quickly, especially when competitors on Google are one search away. The franchisees winning today are not always the cheapest. Okay, they're often the easiest to deal with, the most responsive, the most memorable, the most consistent, because marketing gets customers through the door and experience decides whether they will ever come back. Fail number eight, lack of adaptability. Because some franchisees fail because they might become rigid. Markets change, customer behavior changes. Technology, my God, is changing. The operators who survive long-term are willing to learn, adjust, test, improve. The ones who say, we've always done it this way, usually get left behind by the market. Because business moves incredibly fast and adaptability is no longer optional. It's survival. And honestly, the most dangerous phrase in business might be, this is how we've always done it. And that sentence alone has probably killed more businesses than any recession. Fail number 9. They don't understand what marketing actually is. And yes, this is a little bit personal for me. A lot of franchisees think marketing means posting on Instagram, running ads, printing flyers, and marketing is so much bigger than that. Marketing is all these things: customer experience, team communication, reviews, retention, referral generation, brand consistency, reputation. Every interaction is marketing. Your receptionist is marketing. Your cleanliness is marketing. Your onboarding is marketing. Your follow-up emails are marketing. And the best franchisees understand this. The struggling ones think marketing is just Facebook posts and boosted ads with inspirational quotes over stock photos of people high-fiving. And fail number 10, the biggest reason of all, misalignment. At the core of many franchise failures is misalignment. Misalignment between franchisee expectations and reality, national strategy and local execution, brand promise and customer experience, marketing and operations. And when this alignment breaks, performance weakens everywhere. But when franchisees understand the mission, follow the systems, execute locally, build strong teams, stay financially disciplined, the model becomes incredibly powerful. And here's the thing nobody tells you. Franchise success is rarely about luck, and franchise failure is rarely caused by one giant disaster. It's usually dozens of small missteps repeated consistently over time. Ignored systems, weak hiring, poor local marketing, operational chaos, financial stress, cultural decline, tiny leaks sink big ships. So if you're a franchisee or thinking about becoming one, ask yourself honestly, am I following the system properly? Am I marketing locally? Am I managing the cash flow carefully? Am I building culture intentionally? Am I adapting as the market evolves? Because the franchisees who are winning aren't necessarily the smartest. They're usually the most consistent, the most coachable, the most disciplined, the most aligned. And if you'd like help improving your franchise marketing, aligning your customer experience, or building local area marketing systems that actually drive growth, connect with me, Marissa Candy, at The Marketing Factory. Because franchises don't fail overnight. They fail slowly through misalignment. And the good news, alignment can be fixed. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.